In the exercises you're going to be experiencing in the Silva Method training, you're going to enter by using the 3-to-1 method. Now, each number will have assigned to it a specific purpose. For example, number 3 is going to be utilized to reinforce physical relaxation. So when I ask you to get comfortable and then close your eyes, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, to picture the number 3 times, number 3 will always be for physical relaxation. After you mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times, I will continue with the exercise by guiding you through a part-by-part body relaxation. It's referred to as fractional relaxation. The idea is that it's easier to relax part of your body than it is to relax the entire body at one time. We're going to start with the head area. First, I will say, concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, the skin that covers your head. You will feel a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now release and relax all tensions and pressures from this part of your body and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper and deeper as we continue. Now notice, that's a long statement. And it's during that time that you are going to concentrate on just that part of your head. You may very well experience that tingling sensation due to circulation. So take a moment to actually focus your attention on your scalp and then release all the tensions and pressures that you may be feeling. A great tool to have in mind is to give yourself a little smile. A smile has a tendency of relaxing the muscles in your face and scalp. After directing your attention to your scalp, I will continue going a little bit lower, one part at a time. From your scalp, I will go to the forehead, and then to the skin covering your cheeks, and then your neck, and then your shoulders, arms, and hands. Along the way, concentrate on that part or those parts of the body, concentrating on the skin covering the body, the sensation that you experience on your skin, and how your clothing makes contact with your skin. Anytime you focus your attention in that way, you have a tendency to not only relax that part of the body, but go deeper and deeper within. When we get to the chest area and then to the abdominal area, I'm going to ask you to focus your attention within the chest area, or later, within the abdominal area. When you do that, think of the different organs within your body and imagine them to be functioning in a normal, healthy, rhythmic manner. Even if you have a health challenge, for more reason, picture whatever organ you're having a challenge with functioning in a normal, healthy, rhythmic manner. We'll continue with the legs. And when we get to the legs, especially the thighs, I'm going to ask you to sense the vibration at the bones within your thighs. That those vibrations, by that time, should be easily detectable. And then we'll continue with the knees and the calves and your feet all the way down to your toes. Once we have relaxed the body from head to toes, we're going to go through a process of desensitization, which means that you're going to imagine as if your feet do not belong to your body. And then later I'll say your feet, ankles, calves, and knees, shoulders, arms, and hands feel as though they do not belong to your body. The goal is for you to focus on the internal experience and not the external experience. If you've never done fractional relaxation before, you may be in for a really great surprise. This part of the exercise, the one that's associated with deep physical relaxation and the number 3, lasts about 15 minutes, and that's plenty of time to experience deep physical relaxation. Now remember to make your markers to establish points of reference along the way, because it's with those markers that you're able to duplicate the same depth and the same physical relaxation in future exercises, but in a shorter period of time. In other words, you can get into deep relaxation faster and easier every time you practice. You will then take another deep breath, and as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. Number 2 is associated with mental relaxation. Now, mental relaxation can be easily accomplished by thinking of tranquil and passive scenes. In the exercise, I will say, a tranquil and passive scene for you may be a walk through the woods on a beautiful summer day when the breeze is just right, where there are tall shade trees and beautiful flowers and a very blue sky and birds singing in the distance. Hear the birds singing in the distance. Now, that phrase is very interesting because not only do I want you to project yourself into that experience, but I also want you to utilize your sensing faculties. Imagine what it feels like to be walking in the woods in a beautiful summer day, to experience the temperature, to experience the smells, the fragrances, to actually hear the birds singing in the distance. Incorporate your visual, your auditory, your kinesthetic, modes of sensing information to make it a very full experience. Now, I'll also say this is level 2 for mental relaxation where noises will not distract you. Now, remember that because in the future, we're going to be able to utilize that little program where noises will not distract you. Noises will help you to concentrate. The goal is for you to project yourself into that scene and experience how wonderful it is to be in a tranquil and passive environment. I'm also going to allow you time to experience those tranquil and passive scenes. Later on during the exercise, you will be projecting yourself to your favorite place of relaxation. You've done that before. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments, about 30 seconds in real time. And you're going to just enjoy being in that place of relaxation. Now, you may notice some kind of time warp. The 30 seconds may seem like 30 seconds, but they may seem like an hour. And I'll even mention an hour of time will have elapsed at this level of mind. Anytime I mention that, it's simply to let you know that you can relax and deepen and enjoy the experience. And that's your goal, to deepen as much as you can. It's my job then to pull you back out or to bring you out of the exercise, and I will. Now, it is a 3-to-1 method, so you still have another breath to take, your third breath, and as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. Now, number 1 is also referred to as level 1 or the basic plane level. That's your starting point. From there, you can continue to deepen. Now, we're going to deepen during the exercise with a 10-to-1 countdown. As I go from 10 to 1 very slowly, you're to imagine yourself as if you're in an elevator going from the 10th floor all the way down to the first floor. Bring back that feeling of descension, of going deeper within, deeper in thought. That's going to help you during the exercise. Now, any countdown is going to be effective. If you really want to deepen, you can do a 100-to-1 countdown, or you can do a 50-to-1 countdown, or a 25-to-1 countdown. Here, during the exercise, we will simply do a 10-to-1 countdown. I'll say 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. Now, I say the word deeper over and over and over again because that too needs to become a marker, a point of reference for you to deepen. Every time you hear the word deeper, you want to bring back to mind a feeling of deepening within, maybe a heavy sensation or a light sensation, a feeling of descending, anything like that is going to help you to deepen. And we're going to convert the word deeper into a sort of trigger mechanism that will be incorporated in future techniques. The best time to practice countdown deepening exercises is in the morning when you wake up, because your brain frequency is already in alpha. The second best time to practice is at night as you're going to sleep, because you need to go through alpha to get to deep sleep. And the third best time to practice is sometime in the afternoon after lunch, when we normally have a desire to take a nap. After entering the meditation using the 3-2-1 method, we will continue with programming. And we're going to do some programming with affirmations. And you'll be hearing some of the affirmations you've already heard, and others will be added along the way. They're always going to be positive. They're always going to be for your benefit. And there'll be things that are desirable for everyone. Now, notice the 3-2-1 method, in fact, is also a sort of trigger mechanism for quick entry into a meditation. Although we're going to take a long time just relaxing the body for number 3, and then relaxing the mind for number 2, and then reaching the basic plane level, that process will shorten through time. Instead of saying, concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, the skin that covers your head, and so on, I'll just simply say, relax your scalp, or relax your forehead, relax your face. So the process shortens considerably. And then in later exercises, it shortens even more, because all you'll need to do is take a deep breath and mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times, and your body will relax completely. You will take another deep breath and mentally repeat and visualize number 2 times, and you will relax your mind. And you will take another deep breath, and as you mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times, you will be at your basic plane level. So the entry is going to get shorter and shorter, but the triggers have already been placed. 3 for physical relaxation, 2 for mental relaxation, and 1 for your basic plane level, making it really quick and easy to get into your meditation. A structure is valuable only that it allows you to have more control of your experience and to expand your experience. You don't need to use a 3-2-1 method to enter, but these numbers do have meaning. You could, if you wish, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and begin to recall the same points of reference as you have when you practice your deep relaxation exercises to achieve the same outcome. Trigger mechanisms and points of reference are great tools to keep in mind in order to enhance your meditation experience and make the most of it. In a moment, you will go through the long relaxation exercise. During the exercise, allow yourself to let go completely and enjoy the full benefits of deep relaxation. At the end of the exercise, and upon opening your eyes, there may be parts of the exercise you don't recall. This is because you passed your threshold of consciousness. This is normal. As you continue to practice, you will be able to enter that same depth with greater and greater awareness. This exercise may be practiced as often as desired and at least once a week. It is ideal for managing stress and enhancing the healing process. It lasts about 30 minutes. It is recommended that you listen to the meditation at least once before actually doing it. This will help you become familiar with the exercise and gain greater benefits. You will hear a background sound that is used for deep relaxation. My father put this sound together way back in the late 60s, early 70s. He wanted a sound that would help not only the body relax, but also slow down the brain frequencies and calm the mind. And thus came about this sound that you're about to hear in the exercise. Now, it's a mechanical sound and an electrical sound that's blended together. And he experimented with hundreds of people listening to various combinations and various types of sounds. He found that this particular sound was the best one that would help the body relax and help slow down the frequencies into alpha and theta. Now, music can also help, but it must maintain a certain rhythm in order for it to be conducive to the meditation. Listen to the sound indirectly and allow the sound to simply deepen your inner state. I hope you enjoy it.